common sense approach to health and wellness is literally revolutionizing the world. Doctors are, it's Latin for teacher. We're supposed to teach, reach, inspire, and motivate you to get your health back. That's what we do. You want to get your health back, get your life back, and empower yourself? Well, join the movement right now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Napudi. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Napudi. I'm coming to you live today from one of our clinics in St. Louis, Missouri. Man, a lot has changed since the last week that we've been together. Hyperinflation's meeting the depression. Banks getting blown out of the water. We've got crazy things happen with inflation. We've got Twitter file bombshells dropping after tweet after tweet after tweet. And we've got the establishment telling you nothing to see here. Everything's fine. Don't worry about anything. Well, we're going to be talking about that and so much more today on Real Talk with Dr. Eric Napudi. So I'm going to encourage you, grab an ink pen, grab some paper, get your favorite beverage and some popcorn and sit down, because I'm going to come back with some high energy, lots of information that you need to know and you need to share with your friends and family. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Napudi. Hang tight.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Napudi. Hey, listen, are you like me? Are you so frustrated? you're seeing all of the exposure coming out. All the Twitter files have dropped. All the Pfizer documents have dropped. Yeah, the Pfizer information that they didn't want you to have for 75 years, by the way. Are you so frustrated that you're seeing all of this exposure with Fauci and the powers to be up on Capitol Hill in front of the overreach committees and nothing seems to be happening? I mean, it's literally like they can get away with murder, literally get away with murder, and nobody's doing anything about it. There's no policy changes. Nobody's getting fired. Nobody's going to jail. I know you're just as frustrated as I am. In fact, I'm looking at this report, which we were talking about with our doctors this morning. There's such a massive increase in all-cause mortality and deaths that happened after the supposed vaccine rollout. In fact, if you look, there's a shocking new study out of Australia that that shows up to about a 26-time increase in excess mortality in 2021 and in the year 2022, consistent with what we're finding in the American insurance companies finding out of Australia as well. But yet there's nobody asking the question in the mainstream, I wonder why that is. I wonder what's going on. They're literally under a spell. I mean, so many of these supposed conspiracy theories that are now completely true and right in your face, everything from Fauci saying that it didn't come from a lab to, well, maybe it did, to no, it didn't, to, well, it might have come from a lab. Somebody might have gotten infected at the lab, and then they might have walked out of the lab infected, which that's a natural form of the spread. I mean, are you kidding me? When is it going to end? When is the shoe really going to drop? I tell you what, I got a little clip I want to play for you here about Lord Fauci, and I want to have a conversation about this when we come back. Let's go ahead and play video number one, please.
Dr. Fauci, what do you make of the U.S. Department of Energy saying the lab leak hypothesis is most likely true?
That is their opinion, but I assure you, the scientific community came to the conclusion that this virus came from a bat through very meticulous and airtight virology.
But how airtight was the process?
We know you did this, you freak. The other bats we picked you up with flipped on you in a second.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't think this was your idea. You don't strike me as the kind of bat who's capable of something like this. But I can't help you if you don't talk.
Nah, so you want to do it the hard way. Cut the camera.
In early March of 2020, after 19 hours of interrogation, the investigation at the NIH concludes with the verdict that the COVID-19 outbreak was the fault of a single bat. But there's one problem, a big one. The bat's home habitat is hundreds of miles away from Wuhan.
Dr. Fauci, witnesses don't put any member of this species of bat near Wuhan. And in fact, in an interview, the mother of the bat you're blaming claimed that... Do you have any comment about the behavior of those interrogators?
That's just nonsense. Roberts and Henson are good virologists, and they got an honest confession. I think we can all rest easy knowing that the responsible parties have been held accountable.
But...
Put another mask on her!
After the controversial verdict, the public is split. There are many who accept the word of the authorities.
These people put their lives on the line to protect us. And you think they would lie? That's the thanks they get for keeping us safe?
While others aren't so sure.
Oh, come on! The whole establishment is crooked! Bat lives matter!
And as time goes on, suspicion only continues to grow. 3 months after the bat is sentenced, the Wuhan Institute of Virology publishes their now infamous peer-reviewed research paper, If We Did It, in which they outline the scientific process of how they would have made COVID-19, if they had.
Dr. Fauci, how do you respond to the claims that the virus, which emerged in a town with a virus factory, came from the virus factory and not a bat that lived hundreds of miles away?
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I won't entertain the possibility. Okay, let's say it didn't directly come from the bats. That doesn't mean that bats weren't involved at all. For example, we haven't ruled out that bats were involved in the funding process to some degree.
Dr. Fauci, Many people claim the reason these bats were targeted is because your institute was afraid of an investigation into...
No, people can come up with conspiracy theories all day. So maybe we made a mistake. Maybe we aren't as sure as we once thought. It does happen.
But Dr. Fauci, people are saying you were involved.
Look, you're wasting my time. All of the questions you're asking are already answered in my new book, If I Funded It.
Will we ever find out what happened? Will the bat convicted ever be exonerated? If he is, he will have to adjust to a very different world from the one he knew in early 2020. A lot has changed in the last 3 years. And that's nearly 12 bat years.
Hey, if you want to help us make more cartoons, please become a member.
That's awesome. Hey, listen, I thought that was a cute little funny tune. In reality, though, if you think about it, how much of that resonates true with all of us? I mean, look, let's call it what it is. All the conspiracy theories that have turned into facts. I mean, it's so blatant in your face. I'll go over that list with you in a minute. But, you know, don't forget, Bat Lives Matter. And look, we now know that the Department of Energy, the FBI, World Health Organizations, more and more and more organizations every day, including Fauci's own team, came out and said, look, we don't believe that this happened from natural selection. How can it happen from natural selection? In fact, even Dr. Robert Redfield, the former CDC director, has come out and said, no, this didn't happen. This didn't happen from a natural selection. It's crazy. In fact, once we started having those conversations about that, once Fauci was questioned about that, he's gone out in the media and tried to spin this in a way that's not even funny, trying to say, what are you accusing me from? Look at this clip number two. Let's play this video. This is a Fauci interview that he just did on mainstream media earlier this week. Check this out.
Week. I've been wondering this. Do we have any idea how that would even work? Have you heard any accounts as to how that might have happened? Is there speculation in the scientific community as to how that happened?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Jim. So one of the things that people maybe don't fully appreciate, that all of the intelligence agencies agree unanimously that this was not engineered. Namely, they didn't deliberately do this to make a bioweapon. Everybody agrees with that. No matter what your prior thoughts were, everybody agrees with that. A lab leak could be that someone was out in the wild, maybe looking for different types of viruses in bats, got infected, went into a lab, and was being studied in the lab, and then it came out of the lab. But if that's the definition of a lab leak, Jim, then that still is a natural occurrence. The other possibility is someone takes a virus from the environment that doesn't actually spread very well in humans and manipulates it a bit, and accidentally it escapes or accidentally infects someone, and then you get an outbreak. Those are the possibilities when you're talking about lab leaks.
But are there any accounts of that occurring where one might say, okay, well, there we go. Perhaps this is it. This is what happened.
No.
That you're aware of.
In fact, there are no lab leaks that have led to pandemics. So there have been accidents in a lab that happens intermittently. We've had experiences with that in modern times recently. But there have never been a situation where a virus escaped from a lab that's a brand new virus that no one has ever seen before that led to a pandemic. That has not happened.
You know, people I hear all the time on a radio show. I host a national program here based out of St. Louis every morning, 6 a.m. until 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we get calls and questions all the time. Hey, look, we're just tired of talking about COVID. Listen, so are we, trust me. But if we don't continue to talk about these liars and what they've done, then they're going to get away with it, number one, and they're going to get away with it in the future with the next thing that they do. Fauci is backpedaling on everything that he said from the beginning of this. And he said, well, you know, what if somebody was out in the wild, got infected by a bat bite, and then, went back to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where they study gain-of-function coronaviruses from bats, and maybe they sneeze on somebody's rice, and then there's a natural occurrence of this virus that outbreaks. That's not intentional. What are you talking about, Fauci? Or what if they're doing exploratory gain of function? I don't mean gain of function. I mean if they're working on a virus and then it accidentally gets out of the lab. That's not natural. I mean, it's insane what Fauci's saying. He's been thrown under the bus multiple times. In fact, check out this video. This is clip number 5. This is Dr. Robert Redfield from the former director of the CDC talking about Fauci and his involvement with gain-of-function research.
That the virus did not come from the Wuhan lab and that U.S. funding was not used for COVID-19-related research.
Yeah, absolutely, we can't do that. I will say, if you go back and look, it's declassified now, and I'm sure you all have your classified briefings, but the declassified information now, in September of 2019, three things happened in that lab. One is they deleted the sequences. It was highly irregular. So researchers don't usually like to do that. Second thing they did was they changed the command and control of the lab from the civilian control to the military control. Highly unusual, and I've been involved in dual-use labs when I was in the military. And the third things they did, which I think is really telling, is they let a contractor redo the ventilation system in that laboratory. So I think clearly there was strong evidence that there was a significant event that happened in that laboratory in September. It's now been declassified. You can read it.
Think about that for a minute. The first thing that they did, well, one of the main things that they did is they took and took the control of the Wuhan Institute of Virology from civil control, private control, to military control. That's the Chinese Communist Party is in control of that now. Think about that for a minute. And the United States of America, through NIH grants, through Peter Daszak, funded the research that was happening there. We have documentation of all this from both sides, from the United States and from the virologist at the Wuhan Institute. And then they, during this time, they also redid the ventilation system in 2019 after there was an outbreak. Why would they redo the ventilation system? Because there's a problem with it. Let's do this. Let's play this next clip. This is clip. Let's play clip number 7. It's Dr. Robert Redfield again being questioned in front of Congress about Tony Fauci's involvement and gain of function with the Wuhan Institute.
Did Dr. Fauci ever explain to you why he didn't believe the virus came from the Wuhan lab and why he actively worked to silence that theory?
Dr. Fauci's position, as those who thought a spillover, took the position that it was most likely a spillover event because that's what happened with SARS and that's what happened with MERS, right? And I think it's important to look at, prior to 2012, we didn't really have another mechanism other than nature. We weren't doing gain-of-function research, right? I'm a clinical virologist. I tried to explain to Dr. Fauci, who's an immunologist, that this virus, SARS and MERS, when they infected a man from the intermediate host, civet cat in the case of SARS and a camel in case of MERS, they never learned how to go human to human. So those original outbreaks were less than 1,000 people and the epidemics died. And so when everyone thought this was SARS-like, well, it's gonna die too. But this virus was immediately the most infectious virus, not the most, I think probably right behind measles, virus that we've ever seen infect man. So I immediately said, wait a second, this isn't natural. And then you go back and look at the literature and you find in 2014, this lab actually published a paper that they put the H2 receptor into humanized mice so it can infect human tissue. And then you learn that the new COVID, which came from bats, now can hardly replicate in bats.
Yeah.
So the new COVID virus that came from bats can hardly even replicate in bats. And prior to 2012, before we were doing gain of function research, the only way that a virus was released was from natural selection. And SARS-CoV-1 and MERS that came from an animal host to a human host had minimal infection, a couple thousand people max that they reported on it, and then it died off. This is very, very disturbing that Fauci and their team did not have conversations with Dr. Redfield, who is a virologist and also is the director of the CDC. When the world is telling us that they're getting their guidance from the CDC, but yet the director of the CDC wasn't even involved in the conversation. Does anybody else think that that's a bit odd? Does anybody else think that's a bit ironic? I mean, think about this for a moment. Let me play this clip from Jim Jordan, literally just destroying this narrative. This is the last clip on this. Let's go ahead and play clip number 7, please. If you don't have it, that's fine. Just let me know if you have it ready to go. Let me know. The last clip is the Jim Jordan clip. But if you don't have it, no big deal. Let's talk about the okay, cool. Let's go ahead and play that.
And you were on the coronavirus task force. Is that right?
Correct.
That was formed on January 29th, 2020. Is that right?
Correct.
2 days later, Dr. Fauci gets an email from Dr. Anderson, which says what? Virus looks engineered. Virus not consistent with evolutionary theory. Is that accurate?
That's my understanding.
Next day, I know. Did he share that email with you, by the way, Dr. Redfield?
No.
As a member of the task force, as a head of CDC, did he share that email with you?
No.
Okay. Next day, February 1st, Dr. Gary sends Dr. Fauci another email. That email says, I don't know how this happens in nature, but it would be easy to do in a lab. Did he share that email with you, Dr. Redfield?
No.
You didn't see either one of those emails, even though you're head of CDC, even though you're on the coronavirus task force that had been formed just 2 days, 3 days earlier.
No.
3 days later, Dr. Anderson and Dr. Gary, who told us it came from a lab and emails to Dr. Fauci that Dr. Fauci wouldn't let Dr. Redfield see, 3 days later, they changed their position 180 degrees. The question is why? Mr. Wade, why would they change their position that fast when the only intervening event is a conference call with Dr. Fauci, the guy who wouldn't let Dr. Redfield see the very emails that they had sent him, Dr. Redfield, head of CDC, on the coronavirus task force? Why?
On May 21st, a few weeks after the Nature Medicine article had come out, two of the signatories of the original email to Dr. Fauci, that's Dr. Anderson and Dr. Gary, were awarded a $9 million grant for the...
So there's 9 million reasons.
Reasons. Remember that number, 9 million reasons. So think about this. I mean, I just made notes of that clip. So Fauci's team came out and said, this does not look like it's naturally occurring. In fact, there's a glycoprotein 120 and 41 on there, which are the same glycoproteins as HIV, which is why we see autoimmune and immune compromising issues. They also have a fervent cleavage site on there that is a addition to the bat virus sequence, the sequence that China deleted after it was released. And Fauci came out and said, no, this is definitely a naturally occurring virus. It came from a wet lab. Go ahead and write a paper, The Proximal Origins of COVID-19. And by the way, Fauci gave $9 million, $9 million to the scientists that wrote those papers. He gave away over $50 million to the participants of the writers of those, the authors of those papers, that paper. But dispelled the idea that this was a gain of function problem and that it was not a naturally occurring and didn't come from a lab. Well, guess what? You guys know that I've been sued by the federal government for $500 billion. They came after me for $508 billion. And we found during our discovery, the federal government has one expert witness, a doctor, a virologist who's never seen a COVID-19 patient in all of his life. And guess what we found out? That this supposed expert decided not to share with the court, with the judge or the Department of Justice or the FTC. He also got a $9 million grant from NIH and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to produce COVID-19 vaccines in his lab at his university in St. Louis, Missouri. Think about that. That 9 million, they have 9 million reasons. A lot of people apparently have 9 million reasons not to let the truth out. You guys, it's coming out every day more and more. You can't make this up. I don't know what more you need to see. I mean, look at all the conspiracy theories that became conspiracy facts over the last several years. You know, the virus may have originated in a lab of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They told you that was a conspiracy. True. COVID modeling, they told you that 2.2 million people are going to die in the United States alone. Lie. That was a lie. The lockdowns, remember when we said lockdowns don't work? That was a conspiracy theory. We now know they don't work. Lockdowns kill through consequences, inflicting damage and harm that have a ripple effect. We were told that was a conspiracy theory. Truth. School closures are particularly bad policies. They don't curtail transmission, but they do cause long-term harm to children. We were told that was a conspiracy theory. It's true. Even Governor Gretchen Whitmer out of Michigan now has come out and said, hey, the things that we did during lockdown, we were wrong. We said masks were ineffective. They don't stop infection nor transmission. That was a conspiracy theory. True. COVID vaccines do not stop infection, hospitalization, or even death. That was a conspiracy theory. It's true. COVID vaccines don't stop transmission. Everybody and their mother and their brother knows that now. It's been admitted to. It was a conspiracy theory. Now it's true. Safety of vaccines using new technology had been definitely established. And we were told that that was the truth. It was a lie. mRNA vaccines are not confined to the arm and they spread everywhere in the body. We were told that was a conspiracy theory. It's true. The harm benefit ratio. They said these things are safe and effective. Come to find out they're neither. All these things that were conspiracy theories are now conspiracy truths and have been from the beginning. There are many, many therapeutics that are out there that are safe and effective that you can actually go and use to help improve your health and your well-being. We were told that that was a conspiracy theory. We now know that is true. Follow the money, follow the power, follow the greed. All this crazy stuff that's happening with the economy and the banks and everything else going on all started as the catalyst with COVID. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Naputi.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Jane Ruby here at the Reawaken Tour. I hope you're all here. Come out and see me. Love being here. Special shout out to my buddy, Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon TV, who I adore and respect. Miss you, Mike. And Brighteon TV, no censorship.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. Eric Naputi. I know you're frustrated. I know that you want to see some things happen. There are lots of things happening. It is a process. It's a slow process. We've got to get people to feel the pain enough to make some change. And I know a lot of you that are listening, you're awake, you're woke, you get this, right? You're not woke because you're not broke. And that's what's happening. Look, all these banks that are shutting down, these corporations that are going under because of these woke, broke, joke policies that are happening right now. Look at Signature Bank. Look at Silvergate that happened last week. Look at SVB. Look at all these things, this ripple effect that's happening. And you need to understand something about the FDIC. The FDIC is going to insure a depositor up to $250,000 maximum. Well, they only have about $200 million of actual insurance there. Maybe if we would have kept some of our money from, I don't know, going over to Ukraine, we could have $100 billion that we could put into the FDIC issues. Or maybe if we could have saved some of the $3 or $4 trillion that we literally blew out the window dealing with COVID-19 and the pandemic, we could be in a better spot. But here we are right now. All they've done over the last couple of days by bailing out, this is a bank bailout. They did bail out the banks. I get the fact that they're saying that anything above $250,000, if you had that in your account, is no longer going to be accessible, is not going to be there. But the reality of it is, it's a bailout. Because if they didn't guarantee those FDIC bailouts of $250,000, people would have had a huge rush to the banks pulling out cash. I still bet today and this week that a lot of people have gone and pulled out $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000. We've been told by our banks that are friends of ours, that are friendly banks, they're saying, hey, look, if you want to get some money out, get it out now, because they're starting to restrict us in what we can and can't give out. They're trying to protect a run on the banks. And I get it. I get why they're doing this. But Biden is coming out telling us that, you know, according to him, the banking system is safe. It's safe. It's safe. It's safe and effective, perhaps even more safe than the vaccines. Let me play a quick little clip. I want you to wrap your head around this. Let's go ahead and play clip number 3, please, and we'll come back and talk about it.
I want to start with you, and this seems to be winning some support, let's call it, in terms of how it was structured, the delicacy with which they're trying to not bail out shareholders, but protect depositors. Do you think this was a well-crafted rescue?
Look, I think this was a giant bailout. I'd been hoping that they'd been able to sell the assets in the customer bank of basis of the bank and not resort to essentially providing unlimited deposit insurance. The predicate of deposit insurance has always been about protecting the little guy. And having sophisticated counterparties of banks bear some risk and have some market risk. So I was hoping for different news this morning.
So what do you think should have been done? I mean, in terms of protecting the little guy, people would argue, well, what about small businesses who have accounts over that cap?
Look, we're talking about a bank that had 97% uninsured deposits. We're talking whose biggest creditor seems to have been a $3 billion account with a cryptocurrency. And we're talking about a bank where all the insured depositors had already been taken care of. And so I think what we're doing here is risking a fundamental structural change to our regulatory system in a situation where you had a bank completely under the nose of the San Francisco Fed. Where was the supervision of this bank? People talk a lot about regulation and the rules. I'm asking the question about where were the supervisors as this bank quadrupled in size over a couple of years and blew up a giant unhedged interest rate risk tied to Fannie, Freddie, and U.S. Treasuries. How was this allowed to happen right under the nose of the San Francisco Fed?
What, do you have any theories on that? And what about the piece of regulation Dodd-Frank that kind of enshrined the current financial system?
Yeah, look, Dodd-Frank regulates laws and rules. You can't regulate judgment. And I am completely bewildered and betwixt as to where the lack of regulatory judgment was and allowing this bank to pursue such an unusual funding model, entirely reliant on uninsured deposits, investing all of that money in low-yield mortgage-backed securities a year ago. It's like the Fed had no idea that interest rates were going to rise over the next year and allowing that to go unhedged. There's only so much you can legislate and regulate. It comes down to regulators doing their job. And in this case, I think the Federal Reserve failed to do its job.
So, Raghu, I'm curious what you would say about this, because to put it differently, this bank went from, I forget exactly the starting number, maybe $60 billion to $200 billion in deposits or something, because it was the recipient of such stimulus largesse, like many deposit institutions across the country. It has to make a NIM. It has to make a spread. So it turned around and invested that in what it thought was a relatively high-yielding option at the time. What should have been done differently?
Well, I am with Aaron. Clearly, it was taking enormous interest rate risk, right? Investing in long-term bonds while funding itself with overnight deposits. And clearly, the regulators should have been paying attention. It could have invested in short-term instruments. It wouldn't have taken on risk. It wouldn't have made much money.
Exactly. It wouldn't have made any. I mean, the fundamentals of banking is to capture that spread. There was the same idea that there is no alternative, that people couldn't get income anywhere. Well, banks had the same problem. So they were forced to get it wherever they could. That was the only what else were they supposed to put that cash in?
Yeah, this is the search for yield problem, right? When the Fed pumps the system full of liquidity, but at the same time, interest rates are so low that they can't make much money, what they do end up taking is more risk. And that's where the supervisors have to be more active, trying to look at what banks are doing. Clearly, as Aaron says, a bank which is funded with 93% wholesale deposits, which are very runnable, and investing it in long-term bonds when the Fed is going to raise interest rates. I mean, that should be red flag, red flag, red flag after red flag for the regulators.
David, let me bring you in here, sort of broaden it out and put this in context. I saw you nodding along as we're having this discussion. Do you favor what the government did here? Do you think that this was the right move both for the public and for the markets?
Similar to so much of what would happen after 2008, I don't think the major issue is what they did today. It's all the things that built up to making today necessary. I agree with everything both of the prior guests said. I cannot believe the president dared to say, well, we just need more regulation. We're going to get more regulation to keep this from happening again. I thought they already did that. As a matter of fact, they promised the American people they did. This is such a failure of competence that I can't believe people put up with it. And the one thing I'll add that the other two guests didn't get into is the Fed's culpability, not merely as the regulatory overseer, but as the setter of monetary policy. That easy monetary policy that they left on way too long after the COVID emergency is what enabled that deposit base to go up so much. All the silly IPOs and SPACs and the shiny objects, that ridiculous crypto story, that's how that deposit base came up, and then they over tightened and they destroyed value on the way down.
Think about this. This should not have happened. If you think about it, the federal regulators should not have let this happen. But don't worry. The Jerome Powell and the feds have said that they're going to be investigating how they failed. So the fox is literally guarding the hen house. They're going to be investigating themselves. So don't worry, everybody. Everything's going to be fine. They're going to investigate themselves. So nothing to see here. No problem. I mean, they allowed 97% of their investments were unsecured. I mean, this is what they did, investing their money into bonds in a market when interest is going up, is the complete opposite of what you should be doing in banking. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I have enough common sense to understand that the regulators should be regulating this. And by the way, the FDIC gave insurance to this bank. Why did they get insurance to this bank whenever they literally were ticking time bomb? And how many other banks and investment agencies are just sitting just like this out there? We should have learned our lesson. In fact, we the people did learn our lesson from the bailouts that we gave in 2008. When we bailed out the banks that were too big to fail then, policies were set into place that were supposed to be, well, check and balance is done, that we're not done. This is the problem. This is our inept, inadequate federal government at its work. This is our FTC, CDC, FBI, DOJ. There are a lot of good people out there that get involved with our government who mean well, but unfortunately, the system sucks them up, destroys them. Oh, let's play this last clip that I've got. Video number 4, please. If you've got the last video, let's play that last one. And while we're talking about that clip, you know, what blows my mind is in a failed attempt, listen to this, just listen to this for a minute. In a failed attempt to quell growing public distrust of the corrupt financial system, Biden on Monday is telling Americans that the banking system is safe. Don't worry, folks. It's safe. It's safe. It's safe. Just like they told you about these vaccines. Well, let me tell you something. It's not safe. It's a ticking time bomb. We don't have gold back. You know who does? Russia. The ruble is gold back now. We don't have a petroleum dollar anymore because we stopped mining for petrol, for oil. Let's go ahead and play that clip. I think we're ready.
That the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them.
That's as good as money, sir. Those are IOUs.
So think about this for a second. You've got a deposit at a regional bank that's holding tons, way more than you know, of long-term treasuries that are worth a lot less than they were when the bank bought them. That means that bank is at risk. That means your money's at risk. So we have to ask the obvious question, how close are we to some sort of disaster?
Only a catastrophe can shake humankind and open the path to a real system of global governance.
I want people to go read Executive Order 14067. Executive Order 14067, signed by Uncle Joe, the 8th of March of 2022, and it went into effect 13 December 2022.
It's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution, but they have, I mean, they're going to be.
COVID makes it, it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done. SVB and FTX, for that matter, are just two of several major players in the financial industry that have gone under in recent months. Are you noticing any of this?
The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
It's wild if you think about what's happening here. By the way, I agree with Tucker. If CBDC hits and that's what we've got, we're done. We're done as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking from experience of someone who had their regular banking accounts shut down because of my political views being different from the federal government. The federal government came after me for a civil penalty for telling you to take vitamin D and zinc during COVID, which is rightly so the thing that you should be doing. You should be taking vitamin D and zinc regularly anyway. They're two of the most nutritional deficiencies on the planet. They cause a lot of problems. Vitamin D has been recently labeled as one of the, you know, all-time most important nutrients that helps with all types of chronic illnesses and symptoms and problems. But I'll tell you, this government that's coming after you is coming after you to intimidate you. And the central bank digital currency, they can shut down your accounts and they can put an expiration date on your money. You'll own nothing and like it is what Klaus Schwab told you. And if you go and you look, I'm actually reading it right now, Executive Order 14067. This is a serious thing. You should go check this out. Executive Order 14067. That's if you go to Biden's website or just look up Executive Order 14067, ensuring responsible development of digital assets. It's changing, I mean, everything that we do, how we do banking and how we secure digital assets. I mean, Section 1 policy alone advances in digital and distribution ledger technology in the financial institute. It's all on the ledger. There's no more come over and mow my yard for $10 or cut my hair for $5. I mean, my God, the IRS is telling criminals. You heard this, right? The IRS is now telling criminals, hey, look, we're not going to turn you in, but if you stole something, if you rioted, if you looted, if you stole something from anywhere, we need you to claim that on your taxes, please. That's how crazy and ignorant these people are. That's how woke and broke this system is. It just doesn't make any sense. Please take some time and go look at Executive Order 1-4-0-6-7 and just have your mind blown. It's crazy. And that's, by the way, already in play. You know, since the rotten to the core Wall Street Ponzi scheme known as the markets, because that's what they are, they're totally Ponzi schemes. And the banking system, for the most part, is an absolute Ponzi scheme. Unless there's some type of stability backing the currency, it's all fake. It's all fugazi. It's all not real. There is no gold standard in the United States anymore. There is no petrodollar anymore. The BRICS nations have gotten together and said, we're no longer going to be honoring the U.S. dollar. What do we have to offer if we're not exporting our oil or our natural resources? What do we have to offer? Our GMO wheat and grains that are keeping Americans fat, weak, and nearly dead? Is that something the rest of the world wants? No. We have a war machine. That's what we've invested in. It's disgusting what's happened to our country, but unless, well, I think we're there, hit rock bottom, we can't go up from here. I mean, Americans, listen to this, Americans can rest assured that our banking system is safe. That's what old crazy Joe Biden wants to tell everybody. Listen to this, Americans who held cash deposits in the Silicon Valley Bank will apparently be just fine, according to Janet Yellen and Joe Biden. If they are holding deposits that are insured by the FDIC, they're going to get up to $250,000 per account that they have. Don't worry about the millions and billions of dollars that aren't going to be accounted for. That's all just fake money. It's a bad investment. But these banks were given FDIC insurance, which is a false sense of security to we the people, we the consumers, that, hey, if the government vetted it out, it must be a legitimate bank. If the government vetted it out, it must be okay for us to invest in. Where's the FTC at? Why is the Federal Trade Commission not coming after these banks that are telling people that their money's safe and secured and this is a good, solid investment and this is what you should be doing, when they're doing the opposite? They're marketing that they're safe and secured when the reality is they're not. I mean, if you think about this, the banking system is an absolute joke. Our financial system is completely upside down. The volatility in the market is higher and hotter than it's ever been. We are literally moving into not recession, because we've been in a recession for quite some time. We're moving towards the scary word in depression, folks. If you look at the history books, if you look at what happened in the past, inflation, slow market, crazy stuff happening, wars, rumors of wars, and sicknesses and plagues that happen. What happens next? Depression. We have to hit the bottom before we can have a great awakening, a great revival. And that's what's happening right now. You know, the banking system is an absolute mess. The healthcare system is neither healthy nor do they care about you. And yes, there are parallel systems that are coming out now, but you need to be voting with your dollars. You know what? You want to stop central bank digital currency? Shop local. Shop local. Shop on a local level. Local impact has national impact, period. And I'm telling you, we've already started shifting. Millions of other patriots have started shifting the way that they're spending their money and their income, and it's making a difference locally. We can shop and support local and save this country. In fact, if you haven't done so yet, I want you to go check something out. Go to patriotsdirect.com. It's a program that we've been using. Over 2 million patriots now are using this program, patriotsdirect.com. We can work directly with local produce consumers, local vendors, local commerce, so that we can keep our money local. Keep it not just in our country, but even in our state. So go to patriotsdirect.com and see how you can actually learn about how to keep your money local, how you can save money, make your dollar stretch farther, and actually get in an opportunity where the economy can be great again. That's what we need to make America great again. We need real leadership. We need a real economy. We need to support each other, support local, and we got to stop supporting these giant woke corporations that are causing our country to go broke. These policies that are out here are absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they're indoctrinating your children. They're consuming and destroying your mind with just ludicrous propaganda that's legal to do in America since 2012 with the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act that Obama did that allows you to be propagandized. They're propagandizing you. which used to be illegal after what Hitler did to Germany and to the rest of the world. We made it illegal, but Obama said, let's go ahead and bring it back. And if you don't pay attention to the distractions, the things that they're trying to distract you by, we told you 3 years ago that with all this crazy COVIDness, with as deep as it is, with as deep as the tentacles is in every aspect of the financial system, the healthcare system, the biotech system, the media system, the big tech software systems, and et cetera, the only ways that they could possibly get this to go away is to either start World War III or to tell you that the aliens are coming or to crash your economy. And guess what they decided to do? All three. Yeah, that's right, folks. They're talking about wars and rumors of wars that are happening on a global standpoint with Russia, China, and all the Brinks nations against the United States. We got a war going on at our southern border where we're just letting people in Mexico, and the United States are talking about going to war against the cartel. This is absolutely crazy. And yeah, our economy is circling the drain. We can fix that by Patriots switching how they spend money. You go to patriotsdirect.com to learn more about it. Millions of Patriots are already switching. And now they told us, yeah, that's right, on MSNBC, Lester Holt, out of his mouth the other day, said the mothership is on its way to the world, to Earth, that aliens are coming. Ladies and gentlemen, don't get fooled. Don't get duped. Have some discernment. Knowledge is power, but wisdom is taking that knowledge and applying it to your life. So I'm encouraging you. Apply this knowledge. Share it with your friends and family and loved ones. The world is waking up. But remember, not everyone gets on the ark. Choices are yours. Think about that. Think about that good and hard. And each one needs to teach one with love and respect, not hate and division. We are the human race. United we stand and divided we fall. Ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Naputi. God bless you, God bless America, and God bless the world. Stay smart out there, folks, and protect your babies. We'll see you next week.